You're listening to Reflections West with David Moore and Lisa Simon.
Featuring stories and ideas of a diverse American West. Today we're reading a reflection by Caroline Keyes, a writer, teacher, and musician who has merged her soulful Southern roots to the rhythms of the West in many innovative projects. Her theme is boundary crossing, imagining ways to transcend and even trespass perceived limits. She writes,
"It's a late July afternoon aboard the Far West on Flathead Lake. Today I am a musician on the water, but for many summers I captained a tour boat like this one in Glacier National Park. Muscle memory could allow my hands to dock this boat and secure it with an effortless half-hitch, but instead, today they tune a banjo. On the upper deck, my band performs in the shade. The air is the same temperature as our skin. Pedal steel falls clean and expansive on my ears. Some say it mimics the sound of the human voice crying. Upright bass tones are the swan range of this sonic landscape, providing density against the seemingly weightless sky. A couple scoots their plastic chairs as close as they can to the cello and listen with closed, smiling eyes. Vibraphone notes oscillate in time with the visual rhythm of waves on the lake. We float. It feels like a prize of sorts to play this music on a July Sunday aboard this boat on this lake painted jade by glacial milk. But we can't claim to have won anything. There was no contest. We aren't superlative. We just dreamt up a plan with my former boss, and it came to be. Some might compete for what they say are scarce opportunities in Montana. Others see that of all places, there is enough space and collaborative spirit here to realize nearly any vision a soul can dream up."
Keyes pairs her reflection with a traditional Salish story, recalling another event when ingenuity crosses the boundaries of convention. It's from a collection of Native American stories about the buffalo called I Will Be Meat for My Salish.
The story shows how indigenous worldviews may blur and transform even boundaries between species, here expanding the definition of motherhood. It begins when two hunters come upon a man and his baby just after the mother has died.
The little baby was very hungry for its mother's milk. It cried all the time. The men felt sorry for the small child. They asked, "What shall we do to feed this boy baby? It must not die." One hunter said, "To the north, within 4 days' walk, is a camp of Salish and their families. One man in that party has a wife, my sister. She has a small baby. We must take this one to her. She has milk. She will let it suckle." The father said, "It is good that we take my son to your sisters, but the child is weak for milk now. It will soon die." The other replied, "Some buffalo cows still have late calves at their side. We shall find one. We shall drive her into the deep snows of the ravine. Then she cannot travel. We shall press out her milk into a skin bag and feed the milk to the child. We shall carry him to the camp of the Salish." The boy grew to be a strong man. The people called him Man of Three Mothers.
A traditional story as told by Bon Wielden.
Reflections West is produced by Lisa Simon and co-hosted by David Moore.
Beth Ann Osteen, audio producer. Financial support from Humanities Montana and the bookstore In Fact and Fiction, a student and faculty-owned nonprofit serving Missoula and beyond.
All of our episodes are available at reflectionswest.org.